Boa noite, boa noite. Boa noite, gente. Tudo bom? Estamos dando início a mais um chat. Se vocês puderem me confirmar. O áudio, por favor. Engraçado que cada dia dá um probleminha diferente, mas. Enfim, vamos tocar. Boa noite a todos. Obrigado, Carioca, por confirmar. Bom, então vamos aguardar alguns minutinhos. Se vocês tiverem algumas perguntas, pergunta para fazer, podem fazer. Ok, boa noite, Gabriel, seja bem-vindo. Tá ótimo então, gente. Hoje. Esperar 2 minutinhos aí de prática para começar a dar os avisos iniciais de sempre, que eu falo do Anjo da Barça e tal, poder me apresentar para quem é novato. Mais 2 minutinhos a gente inicia. Quem já tiver alguma pergunta pode fazer, não tem problema. Boa noite, professor Invest, sejam bem-vindos. Obrigado pela participação de vocês. Estamos no mais um chat, né, da área Vai Lá e Fala, então só esses avisos iniciais em português, daqui a pouco a gente muda para o inglês, tá ok? Boa noite, Deco. Bom, o tema de hoje nós vamos falar sobre objetivos ilusórios que as pessoas criam. Aquela questão de você, daqui a 10 anos eu quero ter 5 milhões, daqui a tantos anos eu quero ter tantos milhões. A gente vai conversar um pouco sobre isso e por que que as pessoas ficam focando nas coisas erradas. Bom. Goals, illusion or reality? Poderia verificar, gente, se está aparecendo o Word aí para vocês. Hoje não vai ter uma apresentação propriamente dita no PowerPoint. Vai ser mais um bate-papo onde eu vou estar trabalhando com o Buster System, vou estar trabalhando aqui com o Word. Não tem uma apresentação propriamente dita. Bom, gente, vamos começar aqui dando os avisos de sempre. Então, hoje, dia 27 de janeiro de 2020, 18h35. Nós estamos iniciando mais um chat da área Vai Lá e Fala. Para quem está aqui pela primeira vez, deixe me apresentar. Eu sou Marcelo Maciel, moderador da área. A área Vai Lá e Fala é uma área relativamente nova, onde estamos tentando aqui incentivá-los a estudar outras línguas. E como o inglês, querendo ou não, é o mais importante, é o mais procurado aí, os chats estão sendo em inglês, a não ser que tem algum outro tema bem específico que eu possa estar utilizando o francês também. Isso é conforme os tópicos vão sendo criados. E como sempre, gente, eu gostaria de falar um pouco sobre o Anjos da Basta, que é a nossa ação de doações que a gente tem aqui, onde nós temos 4 projetos. A ação Resgatinhos da Ju, onde a gente ajuda cachorros e gatinhos de rua. O projeto Unindo Valores, onde a gente doa livros para uma biblioteca lá no interior do Paraná. Fundo de Investimento Ajude uma Criança a Pagar pelos Estudos, nós já conseguimos matricular 2 crianças para o ano de 2020. Tá? E eu queria conversar um pouco mais sobre o do Judô, ajuda de curso para judoca, que é a Giovana aqui do Distrito Federal, é um projeto que eu administro. e que 2019 foi um sucesso. Nós conseguimos arrecadar aí por volta de aproximadamente 12 mil reais no ano de 2019. E no ano de 2020, nós temos um montante estimado aí de 15 mil reais para todo o projeto, incluindo o treino e as competições, né? Lembrando que esses 15 mil é ao longo do ano, não é numa tacada só. Então você pode ir contribuindo mensalmente. 20, 30, R$ 50. Tem gente que já doou R$ 400, enfim. Qualquer ajuda é bem-vinda. Não precisa ser uma lapada só, né? Mensalmente você pode estar contribuindo. E ano passado a Giovana teve um resultado espetacular aí. Esse ano ela não só passou de faixa, mas como mudou de categoria, ela está ficando mais pesada, está ficando mais forte. E ok, é isso. Vamos ver como é que o pessoal está aqui. Ok, guys, I'm gonna switch to English now. Yes, Bruno, it's gonna be in English. Hi, Leandro. It's your first time here, I guess. Yes, this new area, Balaifala, was created, I guess, in October last year. So now we are gonna do it in English. Hi, Avelino. My name is Marcelo. Okay, Marcelo Maciel. Pleased to meet you. So, guys, if you guys wanna ask me about anything before we get started, this is gonna be the topic of today: goals, illusion, or reality. We're gonna talk about, especially because after the New Year's, right? The passage 2019 to 2020, people have these goals and perspectives, right? For the new year, and sometimes people start to make some goals that are not possible to accomplish. So we gotta go back to reality and try to focus on the important things, right? So I'm gonna give you a couple of minutes if you guys wanna talk about anything. Bruno, that's not a problem. We are here to learn. So I guess try to watch the whole chat, the whole presentation, and see if you can capture anything. Okay? This is one of the best ways to improve your English. Of course, even if you don't understand most of it, that's not a problem. Try to see if you understand anything. You can ask me anything, but I please ask you to address me in English. That's another way for you to practice. Okay? So guys, so illusion or reality? Okay? Let's start with the first one. Okay? The first one, when people try to, the first thing they think about is the passive income. So they make questions like, how much money do I need to have a passive income of R$5,000. Okay, I get that a lot, guys. Okay, I think this is, oh, I think 15,000 each month is a good salary, it's a good income. So what do I need to do? And also, and where should I invest this money? Right? It's the two questions that they like to do. So why do, and when they ask this question, actually there is only one answer. If you really wanna answer this question, it's only one. Okay, if you need a passive income of 15,000, you gotta put in savings account, right? Where you're gonna have like 6% a year, and your passive income, I'm sorry, guys. You're gonna have to put in your savings account a passive income for R$5,000. You're gonna need an equity of 3 million, right? 3 millions. So guys, this is what people usually ask. Okay, I think 50,000 is a good money for me to support my family and travel and anyway. And savings account, it's the only place that I can predict like with reassurance of a savings rate of 6,000 a year. Oh, 6%, sorry. So if you have an equity of 3 million, you're gonna have a passive income of 15. Okay, so they try to first go of 2020. So they create a goal of okay, so in 15 years, I'll have 3 million reais. So this is the goal, okay? So let's talk a little bit about this. Goal number one, right? Goal number one. In 15 years, I'll have $3 million. 3 million reais, sorry. So guys, let's see why this doesn't have, make any sense. First of all, 3 million. 3 million is a result, okay? Is a result. It is not a process. So let's try to figure out which would be the process to achieve this goal, to achieve this result, okay? First of all, I would have to know how much money to save. How much money to save. Second, I would know which would be my return rate in the next 15 years. So guys, first of all, this is future prediction, right? Future prediction. It's impossible to know. It's impossible to know these two things. The first one, how much money to save? I have no idea. How much money do I need to save for if in 15 years I have 3 million? It's impossible to know. You can make a simulation with 6% a year because it's the return rate of the savings account. Yeah, you can do that, but you're not gonna save, you're not gonna accumulate equity from it, right? We know that the fixed income is not for that. So if you're gonna put your money in stocks, you don't know how much is gonna be the return rate. It's impossible to know, right? And that leads us to the second question, which would be my return rate in the next 15 years? I don't know. It's a future prediction, right? It's impossible to know. I don't know how much money do I need to save and which would be my return rate in the next 15 years. It's impossible to know, right? So if you come here in the let's get this simulator here of compound interest. So, for example, guys, let me get back here to the chat just a second. Okay. So Emerson, it's not gonna make any difference here in our example. It's just an example. But guys, let's try to think about something here. If you're gonna make, for example, 3 million, 3 million, 3 million reais, I have no idea how much would I have to spare each month. Let's put 500. I don't know. No, this is not. I'm sorry, guys. This is. Let's put here 1,000, for example. So 6%. And let's try here 5 years, for example. I don't know. So not 5 years, 15 years. 15 years. Something wrong here, guys. Totally normal. Yes. Why this fixed rate is not working? There's something wrong here, guys. Just a second. Oh, here is in a month. Okay, I understand now. I'm sorry, guys. 0.48. 0.48. Oh, now it's more likely. Okay. So you're gonna have like 3,000. Let's see. No, 5,000 maybe. 10,000. Yeah, a little bit, I guess. So guys, so you try to simulate this kind of thing. It makes no sense, 10,000 a month, right? And in 15 years, you can put here, okay, 20 years. Let's see. And then you can go back to 6,000 maybe. Anyway, so guys, what I want to tell you about this kind of simulator, okay? What happens with this simulator of compound interest? It makes no sense to think of 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. It makes no sense. But if you want to use, if you want to make a simulation to change your car 4 years, 4 years from now, I guess you can use that calculator, because 4 years is a very short term, right? So probably the interest rates and inflation is not gonna change much in the next 4 years, in the next 2 years. So in a short terms, maybe you can use this kind of simulator, this kind of calculator, okay? But to predict something like that, 3 million in 15 years, in 20 years, it makes no sense at all, because I don't know how much would be the return rate in 15 years. It's impossible to know, right? It's impossible. For example, this is just an example, right, guys? If you take the big, I think Bradesco, in the last 24 years, have a return rate of 1% each month, I guess. But if you put here 1%, for example, in the last 24 years, right? Now imagine you putting 1,000 each month. See, yeah, it was something like that. Bradesco was something like that. In the past 24 years, was around 1%. So if you have put, no, it was more, I guess. Just a second. No, yeah, but anyway. So guys, you don't know how the return rate is gonna be. For example, if you put in a stock that it's gonna increase a lot in the next years, right? Thinking as a in a buy and hold method, you can achieve millions, but you don't know this result. So it makes no sense. You're trying to predict the future. You're trying to make this kind of prediction, right? So it leads us to the second goal that people like to do, that it's about the same thing. So where is the goal? In 15 years, I'll have $3 million. Okay. This is an illusion, right? Illusion. Illusion number one. Okay, let's go to the second one. To have 1,000 shares of the company ABC. This is the second one, the second bullshit that people like to talk about. And maybe this one is even more dangerous. We're going to talk about it. Let me get back here to the chat just a little bit. Vito is saying, is it wrong to be okay with the way life's going? Because I don't feel like establishing new goals. I just feel like keep working hard, saving money, and investing without giving up a few travels. And then I decided to keep on practicing my favorite sports, which are inline hockey and kiteboarding. Then I'm all good as long as I have a few bucks to my stocks every single month. That's basically it. Vito, yeah, that's what we are going to talk about. That the goals should be like making more money or spending less and try to get different ways of new incomes, right? I'm gonna put here the wrong goals, the goals that people like to make, and that makes no sense at all because it's like a future prediction. But it's basically what you just said. So Pedro is asking, yes, Pedro, this is the chat from the new sector of Vai Lá e Fala, which we are here to learn English. And basically, each Monday we have a different topic. Today we are talking about illusion goals that people like to make, like in an illusion to build a big equity in your life. Okay. So guys, let me get back here to the second bullshit that people like to say. To have 1,000 shares of the company ABC. Why do I say this one is even more dangerous? Because I've seen a lot of YouTubers talking things like that. Okay? A lot, a lot. They say, okay, your goal for 2020 should be increase your portfolio of 100 shares of Ambev, for example. Okay? So this is a complete nonsense, okay, guys? In two ways. First of all, impossible to know how much money you need to achieve that, okay? For example, if the stock is $20, you're gonna need like $2,000. If the stock increases for $30, you're gonna have like more money to it. So I don't think it makes more sense. It's even me, and I've seen YouTubers recommend making those kind of recommendations, and they also say that the price cares, okay? That the stock prices are important. So it makes no sense at all, guys. Okay? It makes no sense at all because if they are gonna do the valuation of the company and you have the money to buy the shares, but the shares is 20 and the YouTuber is saying that it's expensive and you should buy when the stock is 18, and the stock never goes to 18, you won't get it. Okay? You won't achieve your goal. So it makes no sense. You're gonna be expecting, waiting for the stock to go down so you can buy to achieve your goal. So it makes no sense at all. Okay? So this is the first critic that I make for those kind of YouTuber that thinks that the stock price is important and they want to achieve like 1,000 shares of any company. Okay? So it's impossible to know how much money you need to achieve that. Okay? Second of all, guys, it doesn't matter, in general speaking, it doesn't matter how many stocks you have, okay? It doesn't matter. It's gonna matter how much you have in equity accumulated, okay? Because you can have like 500 shares of one company that won't give you a higher return than other company that you have less shares, okay? So it makes no sense. This is the second type of goal that I think it's a complete bullshit. Okay, guys? And the last one that we can talk on this first part of the chat is the one that I put here to have a passive income of 15,000 reais. Okay, this would be like the financial independence. When I achieve the passive income of 5,000 reais, 15,000 reais, is where I'll have achieved the financial independence. It could be, okay, guys, it could be. Of course, a passive income of 15,000 reais, it's you're probably gonna be under financial independence. But anyway, what do I need to do to achieve that? That's the problem. All these goals, if you focus on the goal, okay? If you focus on the goals, you are looking only for the result. And you're gonna forget about the process. So what do I need to do to achieve this goal? Okay, what do I need to do? The second goal is complete bullshit, ignore that. What do I need to do to achieve goal number three? Okay, this is what we need to focus on. This is the hard part, okay? It's the process and it's the most important thing. So we have to focus on the process. What is it, the process? Three things, right? It's a triplet. Three things. Savings rate, okay? Aporte. Time. Value. We are gonna talk about those three things. Okay, guys? Let me get back here to the chat. Okay, no questions. Let's get going. So, guys, this is the triplet from the Basser philosophy, okay? Savings rate, time, and value. If you don't have those three things in your investment philosophy, you won't achieve your financial independence. You won't have a peace of mind in referring to that, okay? So we are gonna talk about those three things. Why are they important, okay? So they are important because those items, those variables I can control, okay? I can control. Those are the variables that I can control. It's the investor, I'm gonna control them, okay? So the first one, savings rate. I'm gonna control that, right? It's the most important one, savings rate. How to increase it, okay? How to increase it? Make more money, or spend less, right? This is the two ways to increase your savings rate. For you to spend less, you're gonna have to cut some expenses, right? Maybe if you go out every Saturday to dinner, you go out three times a month now. Anyway, I'm not gonna talk about personal finance here. I'm just saying that if you wanna increase your savings rate, you gotta make more money or you gotta spend less. To make more money, so extra hours, double shifts, get another job, invest in yourself, in your skills, increase your skills, right? Make a master degree, MBA, anyway, those kind of things, guys. The most important thing, it's your abilities, your importance to society as a producer, as someone that can produce something. So you gotta invest in yourself, in your abilities, in your capacity of giving back more value to your employee or to your company, to the society in general, okay? So this is how you're gonna make more money, and or you can spend less. You can control that, okay? It's something that it's more in your control, okay? And this is the most important thing. So, goals. So, goals here. Which kind of goals can I put it? Okay, first one, for example, if in 2019, So, if in 2019 your savings rate was 1,000 a month, okay, you're gonna try to 2020 your savings rate, you're gonna try to make it 1,100. Okay, you're gonna increase your savings rate by 10%. How you're gonna do it? Well, you have two options. You're gonna make more money or you're gonna spend less, okay, to increase your savings rate. This is a completely possible goal that you can achieve, okay? If you were saving 1,000 a month, now you're gonna try to save a higher rate, okay? 1,100, okay? If you wanna play with percentages, for example, in 2019, sorry guys, just a second. If you were saving like 10% of your salary in 2018, you're gonna try to save 12%, 12% of your salary, okay? So this is a completely achievable rate, okay? You can achieve this kind of thing. You can, it's easier to control that. And if you get a raise, okay? For example, you got a raise, your salary got higher because you got promoted in your company, or if you are an entrepreneur, you started selling more, your revenue got higher. You can change from 10% to 20%, okay? If your income, maybe your wife wasn't working or your husband wasn't working, he was unemployed, and then he got a new job, your wife or your husband, and your income just double. Maybe you can give a bigger jump at this saving rate. From 10%, you can go to 20. Okay, so this is the thing that you should be focused on. We are gonna talk about the conclusion in a little bit. Okay, so the savings rate. Okay, make more money or spend less, and you can try to put a goal like this. Okay, if you are saving 1,000 reais now this year, you're gonna save 1,100. Okay, small steps. You know, don't need to be on a rush. Okay, to feel bad about it if you don't do it. Okay, but step by step. Okay, second one. Let's see if there is any questions. Okay, let's see. Ivanette saying that she needs to improve her English. Okay, I hope to help you with that. This area is for that. Okay. Douglas is saying, now I see how many time I lost. Instead of invest of myself, I waste time in silly things. Okay, Rodriguez saying, it's very good for training more. Me too, but now we are on track. Pedro is asking, why was a video removed about why people die from Bastard channel today? I'm not sure, Peter. You can ask in the support area, okay? I think it was a chat of Mauro Jasmine. He's the consultant for the health department. And probably, maybe there was a mistake, but you can ask that on the support, okay? Okay, guys. So the second one, time. We need to focus on savings rate, time, and value. Okay? So let's talk about time. Time is pretty easy, guys. It's pretty easy. You're gonna decide how much time you're gonna be in that investment, okay? And how long are you gonna be in that investment? Long term equals forever, okay? Something like that. No deadlines, okay? No deadlines. When we are accumulating equity to build wealthy towards our life, to have a passive income in the future, we should focus on the long term. Our equity, we won't have deadlines to rescue that money, okay? Because we are gonna live from the passive income. Anyway, so if you don't have any emergency, no emergencies, no emergency, it means there are no rescue. No rescue of the investment. Okay? So if you don't have any emergencies, you're gonna be on that investment with no problem, with no deadline to rescue the money, to sell your assets, right? So this is something that you control. Of course, you're gonna be prepared for the emergency. That's why you're gonna have an emergency fund on the savings account. And but besides that, the equity that you're gonna build, that you're gonna accumulate on the stocks, being shareholders of the good companies, and something with treasury bonds also, you won't have a deadline to recover that money, right? Because you're gonna live from the passive income in the future. Of course, it's gonna take time. You gotta start accumulating equity and sit on your equity, because it takes time to accumulate and start having a passive income, right? So, and the last one, value. Okay, so value. It's something that you control too. Why? Because you're gonna study here in Basta.com, and you are gonna decide, you are gonna create your own criteria, right? To decide what is a value investment, right? So this is what we do here in Basta.com. We give you the material, we give you the information, the analysis. We analyze the companies, the studies, and you are gonna decide which company are gonna have value for you or not. Okay, maybe a company that has a big debt, okay, that has a big leverage, it's not interesting for you. You don't like it. Maybe a company that it's a public company that the government owns. This company like Banco do Brasil or Petrobras, maybe it's something that has no value for you. Maybe the cyclical sector has no value for you because it's more difficult to understand, to study. So you're gonna create your own criteria to decide which companies you're gonna be a shareholder, right? You're gonna be a partner to live from the profits of that company. Okay? So it's something that you decide. Okay? So this is the thing that we gotta focus on. Okay? Savings rate, time, and value. And now we are gonna go to a simulation that I made, okay? Because people like to do when they start investing and they started using the Buster system, people started to defocus, to focus on the wrong things, okay? So first of all, if you come here in setup, okay, configurations, you can come here and you see here exhibit finance. Okay, you can put here to exhibit the finance, or you can take it out. Okay, so my suggestion is to take it out. Why? Because the finance is here in the process of accumulating equity. It's not important. Okay, it's not important at all. So take this from the setup of your Buster system. Okay, and now here, this is a simulation that I made. I picked up, I chose 12 companies here. There are very good companies, and there are companies that are doubtful to be a shareholder in the long term, okay, guys. But I try to make a little diversified portfolio. I choose 12 companies because the simulation. I'm gonna explain how I made this simulation. So I try to prove my point here about this goal thing, okay? So guys, this simulation that I made, it's something like that. Period from 2014 to 2019. Only 5 years, yes, it's a short term, but it's the only simulation that I could make, guys, because I didn't have much time to create it. So 5 turns, but it's enough to try to show my point here, okay? So portfolio, 12 companies, okay? B3. only in Brazil. And how did I do it? Each month we are buying only one company and we were increasing the savings rate each year. Okay, so for example, 2014, the savings rate was 1,000 a month. Okay, 2015, the savings rate were 1,100 a month until 2019, the savings rate was 1,500. Okay, guys. So each year I was increasing the savings rate, like we talked about before. This is something that you can do. Okay, it's reachable. Okay, it's achievable. And each month I was buying each company. Okay, so in January I was buying Ambev. February each year. Okay, guys. February I was buying Bradesco. Okay, and so on until December, I was buying WEG. Okay, so this is how I did this simulation. So 5 years, 12 companies, each year the savings rate was increasing, and January was Ambev, February was Bradesco. December was bad. Okay, it was the easiest way to make this. So one example here, you can see January 2014, 1,000. January 2015, 1,100, and then 1,200, 1,300, 1,400, 1,500 in 2019. Okay, this is the simulation that I made. And guys, what should be your focus here? The first one. The first thing that actually matters here, okay? It's this. Where is it? I'm sorry, guys, just a second. Oh, here. Savings rate, okay? Aporte, savings rate. Guys, what happened here in 2019? Just a second, guys. That's something wrong here. Stocks. Yeah, I found something wrong here, guys. Just a second. You see this? It's not 14,000. It's 1,400. Okay, sorry about that, guys. Now I think it will be okay. Let me. There is still something wrong here, guys. 2018. Something wrong in 2018. Just a second. Yes, I don't know why is this. Misa Ju. 2018, still something wrong. Yes, 2017. Just a second, guys. Live chat has this kind of thing. WEG is okay. Vale is okay. Uzi Minas is okay. Raia Drogasil is ok. Petro is ok. Lojas Renner is ok. Americanas too. YouTube also. Gerdau is ok too. Engie. Okay, I understood now what happened here. Anyway, it's because Engie only had it was Tractebel before, and I didn't see Tractebel stock prices. Anyway, it's not won't be a problem. Let's get going here. I can try to Simulate something here. 2016. Yes, okay. Anyway. Guys, let's, so what should be our focus here? Let me go back to the chat if there is any questions. So forever, like, wow, English chat is new. Now I can press here too. Hi, nice meeting you, Romero. Welcome. What is the buy side and sell side? I don't know what you mean, Cassiano. Could you explain more your question? Barça assistant troll. Yeah, sometimes it, okay, guys, let's get back here. So our focus is on the savings rate. Okay, so 2014 in my simulation, 11,000 and then 1,200, and then 13,200 and then 15,600, 15,400. Here there was something wrong with the energy stocks, but that's not a problem. And later on, 2019, 1900. So guys, what is happening here? Your savings rate, it's increasing, okay? How much you're saving each month to put on your in your stocks, in your investments, it's increasing, okay? So this should be your focus, okay? So this graphic here in Basel system, it's an interesting one, okay? Because you can see that your savings rate is increasing, okay? This should be your goal. Of course, if you don't achieve that, it's not a problem, okay? Try to see what went wrong. Maybe you have an emergency, and for example, you have a health emergency that you use your emergency fund and you spend like 4 months recovering that emergency fund, and you start to make this buying shares. So it happens, guys. Okay, of course it happens. Sometimes you're gonna have to you got unemployed and you didn't have more income, so you gotta analyze all of that. But in general, okay, this should be your focus, okay, to increase your stocks, to increase your savings rate, okay. And later on, let's get back here, people. We know that the stock market is a variable income. So it can go up or down, right, guys? Of course. How can we get a protection from it? Okay, we can talk about it this with more focus later on. But anyway, you are gonna diversify, of course, and you won't be following the market, you won't be following the stock prices, right? You're gonna delete all the apps that you're gonna have in your cell phone. You're gonna be away from news, right? And anyway, you won't be following the market, you won't be following the stock prices, right? Because it goes up and goes down. But we know that in the future, in the long term, the stock prices are gonna follow the profits of the companies, of the good companies, right? But guys, there are people that try gold. There are people that think that dividends are the most important thing in the stock market, right? And for those who study here in Basel.com, knows that it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't make any difference, okay? Dividends, the payout, right, the dividend yield, anyway, shouldn't be a criteria to be a shareholder of company A or company B, okay, guys? Anyway, there are some people who focus on it, okay? The same YouTuber that tells you to have 1,000 shares of the company ABC, stock prices are important, and dividend yield is the most important thing, anyway, it makes no sense. Because naturally, okay, you're gonna be focused on your savings rate, okay? For example, savings rate. You're gonna be focused each year. It's getting higher, okay? Because That's what you're focused on. You are making more money, you're spending less, so you are increasing your savings rate, right? What's gonna happen, guys? What's gonna happen when your savings rate increases? You are going to have more shares, of course. It doesn't matter the price. Of course, if the price goes down, you're probably gonna have more shares. If the price goes up, you're gonna have less shares, specifically on that buying, okay? But if you make a comparison to your equity earlier, of course you're gonna have more shares. You're gonna have more. Your equity is gonna go up, okay? So naturally, you're gonna have more shares, and you are going to have more dividends. Of course, this is not something that it's guaranteed, okay? It's not an assurance, okay? But naturally, those things are gonna happen. Dividends, bonifications, splits, okay? Because good companies, they do that, okay? Good companies, they do that. So let's see here a little bit, okay? Let's see here in Basta.com what happens. For example, here, let's get back here, 2014. Here, the dividends, 75 reais, okay? The dividends in 2014. 2015, 300, okay? Three times more. 2016, the double, 700. 2017, more, 1100. 2018, the double, practically. 2019, 3,300. Oh, Marcelo, but now we are in a bull market. Of course, the dividends are going to get higher. No, okay? It's not because of that, okay? The bull market maybe can make the stock prices skyrocket, but the dividends, it's a decision of the administration board of the company, okay? So it's gonna be directly with the profits, with the revenue of the company. It won't have any connection with the stock prices. Okay, guys? So if you see here, you can ignore 2020 because the simulation is until 2019. Your dividend curve, it's going up. Why is this happening, guys? Why is this happening? Because of this, okay? This is the result, but you don't need to focus on this result. You're gonna focus on this. This is happening because your savings rate is increasing, because you are having more shares each year, okay? Because since you are having more shares, when the company pay the dividends and make the bonification, make the splits, you're gonna have more profits, okay? But why you shouldn't focus on this graphic? Because it's a variable income, guys, okay? If a company decided to pay 1 billion reais of dividend this year, maybe next year she won't pay it the same amount, okay? It has no rule. If you stay focused on the dividend curve, the year that that company doesn't pay it, maybe you can decide to put your money in someplace else, okay? You're gonna misdirect your focus to the wrong place, okay? So this is the only thing that you should be focused on, the savings rate, okay? Having more shares. It doesn't matter how many shares you're gonna buy, okay? You're gonna buy the shares that your money are gonna be able to, okay? This thing of having 1,000 shares in the end of the year, this is completely bullshit, okay, guys? This is a result. Maybe you achieve it, maybe you won't. The only thing that you need to achieve is this, to increase your savings rate. How? Making more money, have an extra income, or spending less, okay? So, guys, let's get back here to the chat. Broken Steel, thank you very much for your compliments. But if you can rewrite this sentence in English, okay, It's gonna be best for me, for the subscribers, and for you also. You are gonna practice your writing, okay? Diversification is key. Yes, in the future we are gonna talk a lot about risk control and diversification, okay? Guys, this is a little bit the message that I have for you today, okay? I'm gonna be here a few more minutes for questions, and I would like to show you. Ah, okay, one thing that I forgot. Guys, why these three goals that I put here, why they are completely bullshit, completely nonsense. The first one, to have $3 million in 15 years. The second one, to have 1,000 shares of company ABC. The third one, to have a passive income of 5,000 reais. In general, all of those things are bullshit because it's impossible to know this thing here. Guys, it's impossible to know that something like that, it's gonna happen. When it's gonna happen, okay? It's impossible to know. But if you study the company that you wanna be a shareholder, if you have conviction that that company makes profits for the past 15 years, for the past 20 years, and it's likely that it's gonna continue to be like that in the next years, you are gonna be profiting from the compound interest like this one, okay? Oh, it took 18 years for the YouTube give an explosion on the return, okay? It can be earlier in another company, it can be later in another company, I don't know. But what do I need to keep doing? Increasing my savings rate, time, and value, okay? This is another example. How are you gonna predict that this the shares of Amazon is gonna do that? It's impossible, okay? But you're gonna be studying the profits each year of the company, and believe it or not, you're gonna have a good return on the long run, okay, guys? And to finish, I'd like to show you, this is the book, okay, page 67. This is the book of Buster, I Wanna Be Rich, okay? I'll tell you guys, this is the most incredible book about investments in Brazil. It's an amazing book. You really should read it like once a year, okay? In the page 67, Buster talks a little bit about those fantasy goals and the real goals that it's able to achieve, okay? So here, the first one, to make X percent each month, okay? Maybe it's something that you cannot predict, it's not tangible, okay? But you are able to read a book about finance every 2 months, okay? That maybe can give you ideas to study about investments, to create something, to create another income, right? Active income. The one that I talk about today, have X, how many shares of Petro until the end of the year, right? So it makes no sense. Okay, to beat the market, right? To beat the fund X or the person Y. Anyway, it's a lot of people like to convince some people that are some colleagues anyway that if you put your money here, you're gonna beat the fixed income, you're gonna beat the Selic, you're gonna beat the CDI. This is all bullshit, because to make investments, guys, is not to beat the market, okay? The purpose of make investments, okay, let's get back here to the blackboard. Why do you make investments, okay? Why do you make investments? So the small fishes are gonna say to beat the CDI, or to beat the market, or to beat the above. Guys, you don't need to beat anything, okay? Barca.com. What the subscribers of Barca.com are going, why do you make investments? To accumulate equity. And that's it, guys. That's it. You don't have to beat anything, okay? This is the recipe to spin your equity with that bullshit of now it's the time of the stock market, now it's the time of the fixed income and those kind of things, okay? You're gonna answer that, I make investments to accumulate equity, and that's it. And in Buffett.com, you're gonna learn that to accumulate equity, the best thing to do is to be a shareholder of the good companies in Brazil and abroad, okay? Later on, have X reais in 15 years. It's the kind of thing that we talked here. So Basser makes some comments about those kind of things in his book, I Want to Be Rich. So guys, that's what I have for you today. I hope you guys enjoy it. I appreciate the participation and collaboration of all of you. And if you have any more questions, I'll be here for a couple of minutes. And that's it. 2 more minutes. I know that is a delay. That about 1 minute, I guess. And Cassiano, I don't know if you're still here in the chat, but if you could repeat your question. You asked me what is the buy side and the and sell side. I'm not sure what you meant by that. Okay. So guys, if you have no more questions, I thank you for your attention, and we are going to be here next Monday, okay? Thanks very much. See you next Monday. Probably we are going to go back with the Everything Bubble series. We are going to talk about the dot-com bubble from 2000. Hi Alini, great to see you here. Thank you very much. See you next time. Thank you, Antonio. Thank you, Broken Steel. Holder Beginner. Holder, if you have one question, if you have any questions, you can ask me. Thanks, Marcelo. It was a great opportunity to practice some listening. Okay, thank you. You guys, remember, you guys, that here in Valai Fala, let's see, you can open a topic, and in the topic, you can record it, okay? You can record here, answer with audio. You can practice your speaking, okay, guys? If you want to chat over there, make a question, and answer something. In English, of course, or any other language, if we can manage to, we have people that speak German, Chinese here in Basta.com, they can help you with that also. So there are many ways that we can study here. Okay. So guys, this is it. And I'll see you next Monday. Bye bye. Go there and speak, that's it.